Sam, you're very welcome to Galway. You must be delighted to get your future sorted out now.
Yeah, it's been going on obviously for a while. There's been a few things that came up in the off-season, and it's finally nice to get it done and sorted and ready to go now.
You must be looking forward to getting back into things. It's kind of long enough pre-season, but just back in 2 weeks' time now and back into the thick of it.
Yeah, obviously that's what we play the game for, is the 90 minutes on a Friday or Saturday. And that's what we gear towards. All the work through the week is for those 90-odd minutes come Saturday, so it's great to get it going again.
Like Limerick last year, there's a lot of younger players at Galway, and you'd be one of the older members of the squad. Are you looking forward to maybe imparting some of your experience onto some of the players around Galway?
Yeah, you know, like you said, there was a few young boys coming through at Limerick, and again, there's a few young boys here. If I can help them in any way, I'm sure I can, and I'll look to do that. I did quite well last year, forming a good bond with a Galway boy, Stephen Folan, and he's gone on and done well for himself, so hopefully I'll find another person to do that with.
There's another Galway lad at centre-half that you might maybe have built a bond with, Stephen Walsh, and last year he was, you know, had a very strong partnership with Patrick Barrett, so you'll be looking to kind of settle down as quickly as possible and get straight into things.
Yeah, I actually played against Walshy in pre-season last year, but he played up front. But yeah, you know, it's always good to settle into a new club as soon as you can, get to know the personalities and, you know, build and gel together. And obviously, whoever I'm playing alongside or whoever's playing in central defence, if they gel together and get a good connection up, it stands us in good stead for the forthcoming year.
And just like you had nearly two very, very productive years at Limerick, it's a new challenge for you now. What are you hoping for the season with Galway United Football Club?
Well, any club coming up from the division below, the main prerogative would be to stay in a division, consolidation. And I don't think that'll be the case this year. Obviously, you want to amass a number of points that keeps you in this division as quickly as possible whilst trying to play and do things the right way. That's the ethos here, and that's the ethos, I guess, that I have. My mantra is still to try and be the best in the division. I wanted the new challenge to keep the fire in my belly and continue with the level of performances that I put in over the year and a half I've been in Ireland.
And just finally, last year Galway would have been associated with playing a really nice brand of football, you know, keeping the ball on the ground. Is that the sort of football that fits in with your game?
Yeah, it's always nice to play football, but at the end of the day, I like to win. By any means, there's times last year at Limerick, we went to St Pat's and we had to defend doggedly, but we came away with 3 points. And sometimes those performances are just as good as when we passed Shamrock off the field and won 4-1. So it's just a winning game, winning brand of football, however it is. Obviously, better football is more enjoyable, but at the end of the day, I want to be going home with a smile on my face with 3 points in the bank.